had some angry customers, but I've never had one this bad over something so small. I've had customers that probably should be a little bit upset because maybe I accidentally left some dust, you know, on the kitchen table, you know, from leftover from sanding. You know, I typically admit when I make a mistake. But this guy yesterday was so mad after this first coat. I left a few missed spots, you know, around the wall with the polyurethane after I sanded and finished it. Maybe three or four missed spots. Pretty typical. First coat, you may miss some spots. You're going to be rescreening it. You'll get it with the second coat. And nobody will ever be able to tell. Nobody will tell. So the first day I show up, really nice guy. Even on the estimate, he was a really nice guy. I met his wife out there. But his wife did say something to me that kind of, it was just weird that she brought up. She said that she wants to keep her husband out of it because he's a grumpy old man. He's probably like 60, 50 or something. He's not that old. So that kind of confused me. Like, well, why are you telling me that? You know, he can't be that grumpy. On the estimate, he was cool. First day, he was cool. Second day, he was really cool. Really nice the whole time. Well, I get there yesterday because I was doing a total of 3 coats. So yesterday was the third and final day. And I get out of the truck and he's like sitting on his porch with his arms crossed, just staring at me. I get out, starting to unload a few stuff, and he says, "Hey, let's go. We need to do prayer for a second," or something like that. Like, he said it in kind of a odd tone, which, you know, I don't like being disrespected, so I just said, "Hold on a second." And I went into the truck and I kept on doing what I was doing. I got out, went upstairs with him. He started yelling at me. He was irate because I missed 3 or 4 spots of polyurethane that will get covered regardless. Nobody will ever be able to tell. He's pissed off because those 3 spots aren't getting 3 coats. They're only getting 2 coats. And he's paying for 3 coats for everywhere. I mean, he is just fucking yelling at me. And, you know, there's a fine line where you don't have to put up with this, but you need to be the responsible one and keep your cool. And I was doing everything in my power to keep my cool. I used to be a very angry kid when I was younger, and I could not control my temper. I was aggressive. Well, I, you know, dialed back so far on that, that I was too nice then. And now I'm starting to go back to being too aggressive and too angry. But I feel like I'm in a good middle ground. But you really got to keep your cool in situations like that. But you also don't have to put up with it. You know, had we not been going through the time that we're going through now with the virus and the slowing up at work, I would have told you, fuck you, and just leave. I just say, you know what, I'm out. I don't have to deal with this. But instead, you know, I told him, I said, you are getting really upset over something that's not a big deal. Like, I can take care of this. This is no big deal. He said, well, this is a big deal. This is ridiculous. I'm paying for 3 coats and I want 3 coats. Just fucking going off on me. And I told him, and then I started to get mad and I started raising my voice. I said, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to put 2 coats on it, on those 2 areas. I'm going to lightly sand everything and recoat everything. And that'll be the third and final coat. Then you're going to pay me and then I'll leave. And then you'll never see me again. And he said, okay. Believe it or not, he actually paid me an extra $100. I think he only owed me like $712, $715. I think he ended up paying me $850 or something, $820. I don't know. I don't remember exactly what it was. It wasn't a really big money job, and if I was really busy, I would have just said, well, I'm out. You know, you can get somebody else to, you know, to finish your floors. I'm not going to deal with this. But he did feel bad afterwards because he paid me extra, and he never apologized, but he kept on trying to, you know, talk with me and joke with me like we were for the first 2 days. I've dealt with angry customers before, but nothing like that. I mean, he was so mad because there was 3 missed spots. And I've missed spots before and customers say, hey, I just want to make sure that you're going to get this spot. You may have missed it, you know, whatever. I make mistakes. You know, I was sanding a 120-year-old floor, but anyways, that's besides the point. You have to get used to that. People are going to be assholes to you. That's just, you know, the nature of the game. you don't have to put up with it. You can leave. I would say pay attention to who you do work for. Fiance or the wife, you know, like I said, she did say there's a grump, you know, my husband's a grumpy old man, and she wanted to keep him out of it, like out of the whole flooring project, but she was never there, so I don't see how that was going to happen. But I was almost certain, you know, after that altercation and I was getting ready to coat the floor, I was almost certain that he just left the house, you know, and then I was never going to get paid, you know, at all, because, I mean, that's happened before, too, people just not pay, and you got to be strategic. It's not about how you feel at the time or how angry you are. It's about just get fucking paid and leave. Make sure you do a good job. Just do the right thing. No, and if the right thing is saying, well, I don't want to work in this condition, then by all means, leave. I've almost done that once or twice. They weren't being rude, but they're just being incredibly picky. I pretty much told myself, I think your expectations are a little bit too high, you know, in this situation. You know, you could say things being respectful, but yeah, I got in the back of the truck. I was so fucking pissed. I'm in a box truck, so you know, I can climb in the back of it and stand up. I had to cool off. I was so mad. It even shook me to the point where I was mad to say the least. But I'm okay now. I don't care. That's just the way it is. You're gonna encounter this, and you know, it's almost funny now. But you know, in about a week or two, I'll be telling stories about this to other people, making a joke out of it. You know, it's gonna be funny. But I do know she's gonna want me to do more work, you know, for her, and I'm gonna tell her no, that I'm gonna have to find somebody else. I don't have to put up with it. You don't have to put up with things like that. I've been in business for 3.5 years. Well, wait, 16, 17, 18. I've been in business for 4 years. Wow, it's 4 years. Anyways, it has been 4 years. Wow. Yeah. So, 4 years of this, had a few angry customers, but this was by far the worst. You gotta watch out for it. There are a lot of things you gotta watch out for. Another thing you gotta watch out for too is people will take advantage of you. You don't want to think that everybody is malicious. Everybody who comes to you, there are people who really are in need. I had a guy yesterday who was my neighbor. I don't think I went over to his house yesterday. I think it was the day before, but he had came over to me over the weekend when I was building some cabinets for the RV that I'm remodeling, and he asked me if I could give him a quote on doing some click-in flooring. Really easy stuff. Really anybody could do it. But I said, yeah, sure. I'll just do it for like $1.50 a foot. It was like 400 feet. So 400 times, you know, basically 1.5. And that's how much I was going to charge him. That, it's not bad for, you know, a day and a half. I feel comfortable getting that paid, even though I was underbidding. But I was trying to help him out. I normally charge like $2 a foot. A dollar a foot is not that much money. That's not even really worth it to me. So, he calls me back. He says, you know, I got an uncle that may be doing it. You know, he's kind of asking me, you know, how busy are you? I said, I'm not that busy because of the virus that's been going on. And he said, all right, well, I'll be straight with you. How about $300? You do it. I said, no. You can't have a reputation where you're going to talk down, you know, where you will, that people know that you will talk your price down. It doesn't matter if it's $100, $500, $1,000. Do not negotiate. Your price is not a negotiation. No, it's non-negotiable. You need to set those principles and values in place, because people will come along and try to take advantage of you. Now, was this guy taking advantage of me? Absolutely. Were there times where people were trying to talk me down and were not trying to take advantage of me? Yeah, there are people who really needed help. I did a glue down for $1.50 a foot. That should have been easily $2.50 a foot, because these people were just incredibly nice to me. They were very honest. They, you know, yeah, I'm not going to get into the whole situation. But I will help people out. When I see somebody is struggling or they're trying to sell their house and I have the opportunity to fix their floors for a cheaper price to help them out, I'm absolutely going to do it. I'm happy to do that. It can get me work. It makes them happy. It makes me feel good. You know, everybody's okay in the situation, but you're going to run into people who will try to take advantage of you, like this guy. Now, what I did was I said no to the 300, but since, you know, he lives maybe like, I don't know, not even a quarter mile from me. So I said, I'll tell you what, call me when you're getting ready to do it, and I'll do your first two rows. You can ask me questions. You can send me pictures. You can call me, ask me how to do it, and I'll come over there. And I'll, you know, I won't be there working with you, but I will be there, you know, to guide you and to help. I mean, anybody can do a click and flooring. Really, anybody could install a hardwood. And I went over there and I talked to him for probably, I don't know, 45 minutes to an hour. I remeasured for him. I was explaining everything. He had all these questions. This is all free time. Like, I'm giving up an hour of my time when I should be home with my kids to come over here for free just to help you out. And I'm not sounding like, well, I'm so good and I'm so knowledgeable that I cost money, but I do. Like, that's what you do when you work for somebody. When you run a business, when you're at a job, when you're doing an estimate, you are taking life. Like, or you're taking years, you know, well, eventually years, but you're taking minutes and hours out of your day, you know, out of your life to do something. That is worth a lot of money. That is not worth $10 an hour. That's not worth $15 an hour. That's not fucking worth $20 an hour. Your life, your time in your life is not, is worth way more than that. Way more. And you need to think of it that way. So I took time out of my day to not only go over there, but I've been doing this craft for 10 years. So I've had 10 years of, you know, working and making mistakes and problems and you know, dealing with chemicals, dealing with the sawdust that are probably going into my lungs, just dealing with all this, all that. And I got all that was from, I got knowledge from all that. So all of this accumulated, I decided, I'm kind of being a little bit, you know, dramatic with it, but this is how I see it, and this brings me to my next point. At the end of it, after like an hour of talking to him, he's like, man, he asked me, how long would this take you? I said, just to do the floor, probably like 8 hours, maybe a day, maybe 7 hours. It just all depends on how much furniture's got to be moved and how much help and everything. And he said, you're not going to do that for $300? I said, no. I said, don't go to a floor guy to get click-in flooring installed. I don't get those jobs for a reason, because handymen do it. Painters can do it. Carpenters can do it. Anybody can do it. It's not that difficult. So I typically don't get those jobs because I bid them at $2 a foot. And I flat out told him, I said, look, I'm paying, $1,000 for my workers' comp policy. And it's a ghost policy. It's not even a real policy. My general liability is $90 a month. My truck insurance is $150 a month. I still have personal stuff. I have expenses. People don't understand that. Yeah, I'll make $300 in a day, but there could have been other things I could have been doing that day that would have made me more money. I'm not going to hustle for $300, and you got to be strategic when you want to hustle. Now, I've done where a screening coat, you can get $1 a foot, and anybody can do a screening coat for the most part. It's not that hard. It's just a light sanding, and then you coat it with polyurethane. That's the hardest part. But so I could do a screening coat for $1 a foot. Now, I could do 1,000 feet, which is $1,000. I could do that in probably 2 hours. You can make $1,000 in 2 hours. Now, that's good money. That's some of the best money that you can make in this business when, you know, as far as coating. There's, like, when you buy the wood, install, sand, and finish, you can make money off the wood, then the install, then the sand, and finish. But, you can make a lot of money on doing this. And you got to find out what's really worth it. Do I want to, not have a day off and make $300, or do I want to, you know, take the day off, clean out my truck, or go do another job, or do estimates, or work on advertising, or spend time with your family? Like, they don't understand, one, that you have a life, because he was wanting me to come after work. He said, well, you know, just come after work and do it. I'm not hustling for fucking $300. I mean, that is nothing. That's all, you know, that's a lot of money, but in terms of business, that it just eats it. Like, I've spent $500, $1,000 in a day just all into the business, buying materials or buying, you know, wood for somebody, then they're gonna have to pay me afterwards. It's not enough money to go through what I have to go through. But yeah, so it's like a long drawn out story, but be careful who you do work for. And you know, pay attention to how they talk to you, and you know, if they're trying to kind of get one over on you.